Nicole Malliotakis, Democrat. Max Rose disgrace for marching with defund the police protesters. By Sean Moran on June 7, 2020. New York 11th Congressional District Republican candidate Nicole Malliotakis labeled Representative Max Rose, DNY, a disgrace for marching with protesters that want to defund the police. Rose marched with his wife, Lee, and his son, Miles, in one of the largest demonstrations in Staten Island, New York, on Friday in the wake of the death of George Floyd. Protesters reportedly shouted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police," as well as, "Hands up, don't shoot," as they marched throughout the borough. Malliotakis, a New York assemblywoman running to unseat Rose, slammed the New York Democrat. Congressman Max Rose taking part in demonstration where marchers chanted, "Defund the police," and carried signs saying, "Blue Lives Murder is a disgrace," Malliotakis said. She continued, along with wanting to close Rikers Island, release dangerous criminals with no bail, and believing that inmates over 50 years old should be sprung from prison. "It highlights risky and dangerous beliefs that once again proves that he's just another liberal who will say or do anything to get reelected." New York's 11th Congressional District serves as a key battleground election in 2020. The district was one of 13 districts that President Donald Trump won by more than 6% during the 2016 presidential election, but House Democrats managed to flip during the 2018 midterm elections. Republicans only need to win a net 17 seats to regain the House majority. Some law enforcement organizations took offense to Rose's marching with the protesters. Rose's marching with protesters could spell trouble for his re-election efforts, as New York's 11th Congressional District, which includes Staten Island, is known to largely support law enforcement. Ed Mullins, the president of the Sergeant Benevolent Association, said, "Why is Max Rose indicting every cop in the country right now? That's what he is doing." Rose has been seeking the backing of law enforcement the past 2 years. "You can't have it both ways," he added. Mullins asked rhetorically, "Should we march in front of Congressman Rose's office because some politicians are guilty of corruption?" Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.